What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
The Werner Years, starring Nelinda Palomino, Brendan Cahala, Andrew Parker, Sean Curley, Todd Donald, and Werner Herzog as himself.
The year was 1968. I was 12 years old, and through the eyes of babes, bore witness to the decline and degradation of the American dream. It was, as they say, a banner year. Over 50,000 Northern Vietnamese troops and 10,000 non-combatants were slaughtered in the Tet Offensive. Reverend Martin Luther King was publicly executed by an avatar of the perennial rot metastasized in the Byzantine social structure, masquerading as liberty when justice for all. The syndicated television program, The Mod Squad, initiated its five-year run. I myself transitioned along in my journey of childhood education from Hillcrest Elementary to junior high school. It is to my persisting horror that I acknowledge my suburban existence. My mother, a contemporary portrait of quiet desperation, once expressed that the suburbs are a place which have the disadvantages of the city, with none of the advantages of the country. She is a cretin, and it demands all of my concentration not to retch in her presence. It was a common sight in the neighborhood for local youths to partake in banal and neutered war games, repeating patterns of muffled barbarism with the affect of passing a ball back and forth. Under the idealistic delusion of finding acceptance amongst my peers, I regularly participated.
Hey, Warner! Pass the ball, you fucking weirdo!
I think he's talking to me. That cannot be good.
I got him! Take that, you stupid commie-sounding bitch!
Jawohl, mein brother! Oh, you really got between my ribs there. Excellent form.
Stay down, Fritz! Didn't say you could come up yet.
That was awesome.
Yeah, your little brother fucking sucks, Wayne.
Let's get out of here before he starts trying to talk to us. Come on. Yeah.
Well, I should count myself as fortunate that I remain with the majority of my teeth.
Hey, Warner. So that was pretty hard to watch.
Winnie Cooper, the lone bright spot in the crashing darkness of my adolescence. All of our young lives, we search for someone to love. Someone who makes us complete. We dance to a song of heartbreak and hope. All the while, wondering if somewhere, somehow, someone perfect might be out there searching for us.
Hi, Winnie. Did you see me catch the ball?
Yeah, before you got thrown down into the gutter. Listen, I just want to come over and say, what you're doing, all this trying to fit in, it's really embarrassing for yourself. Honestly, it just bums everyone out, and we would like if you could just stay inside from now on. Sounds good? Thanks, Warner. Bye!
Life is a constant process of dying, and the school year has not even begun.
Warner, what are you doing lying in the gutter there? You're blocking the drainage ditch!
My father! A miserable fool who had nothing at all by his own hands of which he could be proud to compensate for his terminal deficiency in personal conviction. He adopts as a final resource pride to the nation of which he belongs, ready at all times to defend its faults and follies tooth and nail, thus reimbursing himself for his own inferiority.
Quit gabbing with your little girlfriend and clean out the leaves while you're down there. And hold your breath, I gotta dump out a wash bucket.
Yes, Father.
And clean yourself up. Your mother's almost finished making supper.
Thank you, Father. A fitting end to a typical day. There are those who called these the Halcyon days, the wonder years, a kind of golden age for kids. All of the comforting lies contrived to deny that existence is the ultimate horror, and that life swings like a pendulum between pain and boredom. The lie of happiness will inspire wonder for years.
Everything turn, there is a season turn.